say about being in a band?
What's that?
What's that?
I don't know. Just figured I'd say that.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of sex and drugs and rock and roll and women. And
it's everything you hear and more.
And much, much more.
You get to go into massive debt and things like that. And but actually, that's the only part that is true is the debt.
I can imagine. You guys have a record coming out in a couple of months?
A CD and a cassette.
And you're putting that out yourselves?
Yes.
No vinyl.
No vinyl.
It's people like you.
Oh, please, hey.
Well, you know.
So tell us about this record, please, for everybody listening to us.
5-song EP. It's self-titled, and it's really great.
Next one.
I don't know.
Dude, we're recording it at Arabellum Studios here in Albany. Hopefully. Whenever you say dates, you get in trouble, but it's going to be done, like, this week.
That's
mixed
cool.
down and everything. So, and we even have, like, some sort of backing for pressing and stuff like that, so we're confident that it will be out soon. It's not going to be one of these pipe dreams that seems to happen.
It sits in the can.
It's happened to this band in my old
band. We got the money.
Okay, that's right.
But we're just right in the middle of mixing it down now, and it should be done this week. And we're going to have it manufactured and stuff in the next couple of weeks. We'll have it out by December sometime.
Hopefully by Christmas there'll be a stocking stuffer.
Really?
Wish list.
Okay, you heard it here first. You guys are going to play a couple songs for us?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
The songs that we're going to do are going to be on the CD. So, here goes.
This one's called To You, Jane.
To you, Jane, made me start to think. Open views and scenes too far gone. And to you, Jane, I tell you.
Jim wrote it. That's Jim Cringy.
Well, tell us, Jammy.
I was sitting back one day, and I was, like, contemplating, like, life and the ways of things. And, you know, it was like, I felt really deep. And no, actually, there's no Jane or anything like that. It's not like anything like, it's no love song whatsoever. But it's more of a, it's a fairy tale, you know. Fairy tale of sorts. It can apply to many different situations, and you know, chart buster for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Chart buster.
That shouldn't do well in the Australian market.
It's a song that actually I played with another band before, and then joined Private Plane, and these guys interpreted it in a much different way. I like the way they did it, so yeah. We decided to keep it. It's a keeper, and it's going to be on
the CD.
Can't say EP anymore.
We got that hum still. Good. No? Oh, bummer. We had a hum going before. That was a fifth member of the band, the hum.
The hum guy. Yeah.
Like the crickets for Buddy Holly.
Sure. Well, we have ground hum instead of crickets. We like that.
Okay, you guys going to do another one? Or?
Sure.
Sure.
More.
You guys really doing?
It's pulling out of the hat.
Yeah.
Cover the rug?
Yeah.
Oh, I just tuned up. No, we can't do that one.
Okay.
Another one. Clowns. How about clowns?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait a minute. La, and you sing la.
Since my baby,
la.
Since my baby left me.
Ready?
You see?
thank you.
Why don't you tell us about that song while he does his thing?
It's about clowns. I guess I had this thing about clowns when I was a little kid, and I was afraid of them, and it's pretty much my fear of clowns.
Scaredy cat.
I was a scaredy cat, clowns.
Every child's nightmare!
Do you have a string?
I don't think they were funny at all. Yeah, I broke a string. I don't know.
Do you have one?
No.
Make it into a bass.
Yeah, we could do something with it.
We didn't do nothing.
We didn't do anything.
Nah, you don't need him anyway.
Oh.
Boy.
Just kidding.
Well, we should probably tell you we're not the acoustic band, too. We're an electric band. This is just severely electric. This is just, you know, like, Jules Shears was supposed to show up, and we were supposed to do a version of MTV Unplugged here. He dissed us. We're real pissed, but, you know, we're happy to have Jody anyway.
Aw, thank you. Well, you're rolling with it pretty well. Well, you don't sound bad acoustic either. I mean.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Left-handed compliment. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, we did the. We played acoustic out a couple of months back because we didn't get the electric thing together yet. So we did some gigs acoustic with the bongos and the bass and stuff and guitars, acoustic guitars, and played at Paulie's, played at other Godfrey's and places around. To get some exposure and get some new songs out.
Well, you could be like Yola Tango. They do the acoustic and the electric thing.
Yeah, and they even have a label. Maybe we should do that. You want to switch? You want to use my guitar? Do it that way? Maybe better?
Well, it depends on what tune, you know. Well, what do you want to do? You want to do some
Medicine Hat? You want to do that?
Yeah, you want to trade?
Sure. We're trading guitars right now. This for only television.
Hi. This is Medicine Hat.
Try to steal, even though some people try.
the little rock thing at the end. Okay, this is 91 FM WCDB Albany, and this is also the local show. Listening here at Private Plane, who are nice enough to play us some of their songs off of their forthcoming record. What's it called, Private Plane?
Self-titled. Private Plane.
On CD and cassette, no vinyl.
Aw, come on now, the vinyl thing.
Aw, come on.
I like vinyl.
Vinyl's dead. You know?
Okay.
We're playing to QE2 this Thursday.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Got it.
Sorry.
Come see us, we're really in debt.
And it's not going to be acoustic. It's going to be very electric.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be that loud rock and roll.
Yep.
And Subduing Mara is opening up from
Rock and Roll.
Oneonta.
So Oneonta.
They played with Big Barn Burning, so.
Sure they are. They're a tag team. The rock and roll tag team. So the phones are just ringing off the wall here at WCDB.
I got new sneakers.
All right.
All right.
Jim's got some new sneakers there, surely. Yep.
Yeah, but yours aren't as nice as mine. I have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on mine.
Oh, I hate those
turtles.
I think it's Donatello. We already discussed this with Uncle Tupelo 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You can ask them. I don't
know. Do you really like the Ninja Turtles?
No, it just materialized there one day.
They're all hype.
Too hype.
It's too hype.
It's just too hype.
So come out to the QE2 on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you'll be in for a rock and roll treat.
Post-Halloween treat.
We have shirts, too.
We got brand new t-shirts. They're just lovely. They'll be on sale because we're in debt.
Yep.
Jim's tuning a guitar right now.
Yeah, I hear it twanging back there.
Yeah, we're going to do that switching thing again.
Picture two people handing guitars
over mic stands.
It's pretty incredible, folks.
Oh, yes.
And they did it. They didn't drop them or anything.
Can you juggle them as well, or just pass them?
No, they light them on fire at the end of all our games. All
right.
I think we should mention that we sponsor Peels.
Yeah.
Also, most bands are sponsored by certain, you know, organizations.
Peels.
We sponsor Peels.
It's got that certain taste appeal.
We believe
it's a premium beer.
They deserve it. And they're very cheap.
Yeah. What are they going for? Like three? What did we get? 3.9?
And we're very in debt. That's why we buy Peels. So you should come to the QE2.
Right.
It's a good drink
and buy our t-shirts. And just generally fork over $5 to us if you can afford it.
Okay, so what are you going
to
play for us now?
Oh, I don't know.
You want to do Garfield?
Sure.
This is tuning down to D. We like to do this.
Ready?
Phone in when you think we got it right.
Walk down the road. Garfield Road.
Popular song here on CDB, I would think.
One of our faves.
Tell us a little bit about it, please.
He wrote it.
Jim wrote it. I ain't gonna tell you about it.
I don't know. I just played
Garfield Road. It's about a road that's located in Postenkill, New York. It's like an old farm road, and basically, it's about what it was like, what it's like now, what it probably will be.
You gotta know where Postenkill is, first of all. That's like
Postenkill's like
smack dab in the middle of
across
nowhere,
the
right?
Hudson River, going east.
Where Jim and Joe somewhere. Grew up.
Our home office is in Postenkill. So, you know, that's where we're based out of.
That's where we practice. And
so you lied, so you're really not local then?
No,
we're
an Auburn band, you know, but
we
you know,
live in Auburn.
Eric and I aren't from Postenkill. We wish we were,
originally,
but we're
yeah.
not.
Originally.
You know. That hum is back. That's our friend. That's our little friend, the hum.
What do you call someone who comes from Postenkill?
A redneck.
Redneck.
Oh boy, you just pissed off everyone out there.
Controversial song on the CD. It's called God Watching.
Thank you.
more song. This is Private Plane. They're going to be playing the QE2 on Thursday with another band.
Subduing Mara.
Subduing Mara. Nice name.
Mara.
Thanks a lot to and WCDB for having us.
Yes,
yeah,
you guys are
it's
really
definitely
great.
Our pleasure.
We love you.
And they won't be acoustic, but they're damn
good.
It'll
be Guitar band. Army. Sure will.
Yep. Actually, April Wine's opening for us.
You should see the stack of albums they have up here. Some classic stuff there, don't they?
Blackfoot.
Atomic
Angel.
Rooster.
April Wine.
What's that one?
10 years old.
Booster
classic.
Rooster.
It's a classic.
Atomic Rooster.
It's a classic. Fidian.
Fidian's a classic.
All
right. What's seriously?
What seriously, folks?
Medicine?
Thank you, Joey, yeah, for
that. Oh, you're welcome. Thank
you. Two perfect bets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Have a little drink?
No, we don't do that up here.
Come on. One, two, three, four.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Good night. Go Giants.
Good soup.
Go to the QE2 on Thursday.
Make come these guys
us.
Rich.
See you then.
Love you.
God
bless
you.
I'm naked right now.